What are some of the things that you're excited about for the future in terms of targeted molecular therapy, new agents, new strategies?
Well, I think the areas that most intrigue me are the SRC inhibitors, the insulin-like growth factor receptor inhibitors. These inhibitors actually have crosstalk with the other two pathways. And I would say also, I would not discount the oral TKI VEGF receptor inhibitors. Again, there's this concept of vertical versus horizontal inhibition, and all these things are actually really networks, but we call them pathways. And the VEGF receptor pathway, if you block two areas, it may be more effective than blocking one area, even though the one drug that was tested, PTK-787, was ineffective added to combination chemotherapy. There were some problems and flaws with the design, and there were some subsets who may have benefited. So you still think that maybe there's a way to utilize that type of drug.
What specific agents do you think are next up?
Well, I think there's a possibility for the drugs that have recently gotten approved in other diseases, sunitinib and sorafenib. Sorafenib has other activity, inhibits RAF, and so these broad, diffuse, effective drugs are effective against a lot of different pathways, may have some intriguing activities when combined either with other targeted agents or possibly with chemo. The sunitinib has been tested and reported at ASCO 2006 as a single agent. It was not overly effective, but there were some hints of activity in single agent, including one partial response, but it was only one.